The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good evening. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you'll end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth. The trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to talk about the essence of my message concerning judgment in this life, and then we'll look at the essence of my message regarding the end of the age. Overview. Few people in this age understand judgment. This broadcast sets out the essence of what you need to know about judgment in this life, and then looks at the end of the age. I will discuss judgment of unbelievers and of believers when they die. I will outline judgment in this life, starting with Yah as the judge, Yeshua as the advocate or counsel, and the satanic forces of prosecutors or accusers. I will then explain that the satanic and demonic realm execute most judgments. I will suggest that the prayer judge me severely and correct me harshly. We will then look at the essence of my message regarding the end of the age. And I will advise you to seek a deep personal relationship with Yah, and I'll offer you a suggested prayer. Finally, we'll look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering, and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March, 1993, when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio and TV program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. There are at least 4 podcast websites with back issues. So we're going to look first of all at the article 2021-07-01, the essence of my message concerning judgment in this life. Few people in this age understand judgment. This broadcast sets out the essence of what you need to know about judgment in this life. First of all, judgment of unbelievers. On death as an unbeliever, one is banned from heaven and returned to your corpse as an ancestor spirit, also known as a demon, where you will either remain with your corpse in the grave, be abandoned in the crematorium oven, or harvested by a Satan servant and transferred to another human being to haunt them. See Where Are You Going on the website for an overview. Folks, there's a lot of wrong thinking about what happens to unbelievers. There's a broad body of opinion that says that unbelievers will burn in hell for eternity. It's just not true. It's the believers are going to go to hell, but not for eternity. Any believer who dies with unconfessed, unrepented sin will spend time in hell paying the price for his or her unconfessed, unrepented sin. If you're an unbeliever, as I've just said, you're just going to be told, we don't have a place for you. Go back where you came from. You could spend the rest of time in the grave with your rotting corpse and with your skeleton. If you're killed in an avalanche, you could spend the rest of your life buried in the time buried in the avalanche, whatever. If you are a good sinner, in other words, you sin well, you might be harvested by a Satan servant, a witch, or a warlock, and transferred onto another human being to haunt them. So I don't think you want to die as an unbeliever, to be quite honest. Then the judgment of believers when they die. When a believer dies, their achievements in service of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, are also read out, and they are awarded a commensurate rank in heaven. See the article that I just referred to. One can end up in the outer darkness, the trash heap of heaven, or on a high throne as a king. There are a range of intermediate ranks depending on how you have lived your life. So if you're a believer and you don't realize that the way you live your life is going to have an impact when you die, this is the time to wake up. You can end up right on the outer darkness in heaven as an unbelieving believer, somebody who believed but then did nothing with it. Or you can end up on a high throne close to the Almighty and close to Yeshua with enormous power and authority, or anywhere in between. It's up to you in terms of how you live your life. And this is not about going to church. You need to worship, you need to pray, you need to learn about Father. But that's simply to be on the playing field. Then you need to do things in service of Father. So we're all called to have a ministry. This nonsense of you go to church, sit in a pew while somebody else does the hard yards and studying and praying and what have you and teaches you. It's not on, folks. That might work for the first 6 or 9 months, but after that, you're supposed to have your own ministry. Go out as an evangelist, go out as a shepherd pastor to help people, to minister to people, or go out as a spokesman, spokeswoman, prophet, prophetess to speak on behalf of Yah. You need to do something substantial for Father Yah in this life if you want to be somewhere serious in the life to come. Then judgment in this life, first of all, Yah is the judge. Before the judgment on death, believers are constantly subject to judgment in this life, depending on their level of maturity and commitment. The more a person is committed to serving the Almighty, the more they are judged, because the satanic and demonic realm are constantly on the lookout for ways to neutralize committed believers. Most believers know that Yah sits on the throne. Most do not know that this is the judgment seat, and that judgments are pronounced constantly on believers in this life. And I'm going to talk about this in quite a bit of detail, but you need to understand that a throne is a seat of judgment. If you go back a few hundred years ago, before the sort of complex legal dispensation that we have today with supreme courts and lower courts, et cetera, depending on which country you're in, and judges and magistrates and prosecutors and what have you, the king was the judge. I guess they didn't have so much crime in those days, maybe. I don't know. But at the end of the day, 500 years ago, you would have been brought before the king. If you were accused of murder, the king would judge. Today, you go before the courts and what have you. But Father sits on a throne, and that throne is the throne of judgment. So you need to ask yourself, if Yah sits on a judgment, and by the way, Yeshua also sits on a throne, but you need to ask yourself, if why does Yah sit on a throne? And the answer is Yah is the judge of all the earth. In second point regarding judgment in this life, Yeshua is our advocate. Many Christians know at some level that Yeshua, incorrectly, Jesus, is their advocate because it's in the Bible, but they have no comprehension of what this actually means. The reality is that believers are constantly being brought before the judgment seat and judged. Yeshua appears in the court of heaven on behalf of believers who are being prosecuted. When you're young and inexperienced believers or have some other basis for clemency, Yeshua pleads for mercy, either that they will be forgiven or that the sentence will be reduced. If they're mature believers who've been serving Father for some years, there's very little that Yeshua can do for them. Now, you need to understand that advocate is the language in certain countries. Where I live in the UK, it's a barrister. I believe in the United States, it's called counsel. But basically, it is somebody who presents the legal case on behalf, in this case, of the defendant, the believer, and presents it to the judge and says, Your Honor, on this basis, I request that you find them not guilty, or we acknowledge that they're guilty, but they didn't fully understand what they're doing, so we request a reduced sentence, or whatever the case may be. That's why Yeshua, so it's happy to say, oh, Jesus is my advocate. You need to understand what that means. It means you're going to get judged if you sin. You're going to end up in the court of heaven if you're a believer. If you're an unbeliever, folks, most of my messages are not for unbelievers. If you're an unbeliever, this is irrelevant to you. If you're a believer and you sin, you're going to end up in the court of heaven sooner or later. And then continuing on judgment in this life, the satanic forces are the prosecutors. In most cases, the satanic forces are the prosecutors in the court of heaven. Satanic messengers or angels on earth monitor and track believers. At the point that a person comes to believe, the satanic realm assigns a satanic messenger or angel to shadow that believer and look for all the unrepented sin that can be used against that believer. When there is significant sin, this is escalated up the satanic chain of command, and at a point a decision is taken to prosecute. At this point, the charges are formulated, and one of the satanic messengers who serves as a prosecutor in the court of heaven brings the charges before the court. If the prosecution is successful, the sentence is passed by the creator on the believer concerned. Under certain circumstances, Father Yah may initiate a prosecution, particularly in the case of a mature believer. See the first two chapters of the book of Job in the Bible for a case study. Judgment can range from something quite minor to significant injury, accident, or illness, and in the extreme case, premature death. Folks, this is so important to understand. There's a, verse in the Bible which refers to Satan as the accuser of the brethren. This is not some airy-fairy stuff, folks. This is an absolute solid thing. There is this court in heaven, and the satanic realm, the satanic messengers, angels, come before the Almighty and Yeshua and say, I've got this John Citizen, and he's done this, and we're asking for whatever, a motor car accident or illness or somebody steals something from his house or whatever. And the Almighty listens, and Yeshua says, well, Father, they didn't really know what they're doing or whatever. And the Father says, well, they've been serving me for 10 years. They really should know better. Wipe out their car. And the forces of darkness come away, and they set up a motor car accident. That's the real world. If you're a believer, you just don't realize what's going on. You just think things keep going wrong in your life. Well, they're going wrong in your life because you keep sinning. Then, continuing with judgment in this life, the satanic and demonic execute most judgments. If a judgment is granted, this is mostly executed by the satanic and demonic realm. In some extreme cases, Father Yah may execute judgment directly using his servants, his messengers, angels. Living human Satan servants may also be used at times to execute judgment. I came across a case about 13 years ago where a Satan servant tried to shoot a servant of Yah who was in sin. And then at the last second, the spirit of Yah warned the believer concerned, and she ducked down and the bullet went over her head. So it's a massive. I'm communicating something very simplistically, but it's actually a very complex, dynamic environment where, on the one hand, Yah is judging a believer and saying you can do this to them. On the other hand, he's saying, well, they're really a committed believer and I love them very much and I don't want them to die. And he's doing things to offset it. Some circumstances where a highly committed believer has sinned in ignorance, Father Yah may grant a sentence such as a death penalty, but if the believer is praying for protection and deliverance, Father Yah may make a way for that believer to escape the judgment. So it's much more complex than I've presented it. But what you need to understand is if you've got sin in your life as a believer, sooner or later you're going to be judged and it's not going to be pleasant. Then I pray, I fluctuate. Sometimes I don't have the nerve to pray this. And sometimes I pray it every day. Father, judge me severely, correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. It's kind of ancillary to the previous point. If you're truly committed to serving the Almighty faithfully to the end of your life, there's a very powerful prayer. Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more faithfully. This opens the door for Yah to correct you the minute you get out of line, generally in ignorance, so you can quickly course correct. I've been praying this prayer regularly for many years, since about 1998 when I read it in the Final Quest, for many years, and I strongly recommend it for any person who's serious about their relationship with the Creator. I hope you found this helpful. I am available to assist any person who chooses to really commit their lives to serving Father Yah. Simply email me at the email address that I gave at the beginning, or that I'll give you at the end of this, and it's on the screen if you're looking at the video. You're welcome to contact me. So I've had situations in my life where I've made quite serious errors. One occasion I had a moderately serious a motor car accident, did a couple of $1,000s damage to my car. We were unharmed, but it was inconvenient and expensive, and a claim against insurance and a claim against no claim bonus, et cetera, et cetera. So, but it corrected me on a sin that I'd committed that I didn't know was a sin. Another occasion, I split a tooth, also a sin that I'd committed that I didn't know was a sin. So that prayer will keep you on the straight and narrow in a significant way. I recommend it, but don't do it if you're faint-hearted. Right, the next section of this broadcast, 2021-06-06, the essence of my message regarding the end of the age. There's a lot of wrong thinking regarding the end of the age of mankind on earth. Much of this results from wrong interpretation of verses in Revelation and elsewhere in the Bible, which is, in turn, the consequence of failure to recognize that while the Bible is a useful history book about anointed believers over a limited period of time, that is all that it is. Much has happened since the last books were written in the Bible, and the Bible was then subsequently collated. Further, Father Yar says that only about 2.5% of the Bible is inspired, and the rest, while containing important historical truth, contains significant error. Back in 2001, Father said to me, "Read Revelation as quickly as possible. Do not ask questions, and I will explain it to you." The most significant part of what he explained was that in the near future, Satan had to be brought before the judgment seat and sentenced to 1,000 years in the pit for the duration of the seventh millennium. That's Revelation chapter 20, first three verses. Father also made it clear to me that this could only happen if there was a human being free of sin who would then have the authority to request this judgment. Understand, as a human being, you have authority on earth as a believer. Yeshua died, lived free of sin, died a terrible death to regain authority for the sons of Adam over the demonic and satanic realm. But that authority is only valid if you're free of sin, because if you're not free of sin, you're a servant of Satan, and Satan's just going to laugh at you if you claim that authority. So you've got to get free of sin. If you're a believer and you want to be serious in this life, you've got to get free of sin. It's not that difficult. There's articles on the website to help you. At the time that Father said this to me, when he said to me, "Read Revelation and do not ask questions," the time Father said this to me, it already sent me to something like 10 people in various countries to tell them that they were now the point of the arrow, that is, they were to lead the judgment of Satan. They'd all disobeyed. Not long after the incident I've just mentioned, Father again spoke to me and said, "I have a job for you. But before you answer and become proud, I want you to know that I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel and there are not many people left for me to call." I came to understand that Father had promised Moses, that one of his descendants through Gershom, his son, would send Satan to the pit, and that this was why I was the bottom of the barrel. Just about all the descendants of Moshe through Gershom had been disobedient and there were not many left to call. I also learned that many powerful men and women who'd gone before me and achieved much more than I had achieved had been called but been disobedient. It is so important to understand that Yah can do nothing on earth except he works through a human being. In the same way, Satan and the satanic realm can do nothing on earth except they work through a human being, because only human beings have authority on earth. If you are a believer and you sin, you fall under Satan's purview. He's entitled to use you any way he wants you. This is why there are so many wars and things involving believers, because the believers are full of sin and error, and they judge people, and they do all sorts of wrong things, and we end up with things like the Second World War, which was between Christians and Christians. And the interesting thing about that is that Hitler ended up in hell for a very substantial period of time, but he would ultimately be in heaven because he was a believer. So there are all sorts of things around this stuff, folks, that we don't understand very well. So what he said to me was a sobering, about me being the bottom of the barrel, was a sobering message that I took seriously, and I've done my level best ever since to be obedient to this calling, to lead people back to Father in a new and powerful way that will turn around the captivity of this earth. In response to this, I went to extreme lengths to set myself apart and sanctify myself and cleanse myself and get free of sin, applying all the practices described in the article, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator. It's on the website. This included full body shaving, full body anointing with the blood of the covenant, full body anointing with the oil of the Spirit, triple immersion, wearing sackcloth for a week, in-depth spiritual audit, repeatedly working through my life, cleaning up sin, unforgiveness, hurts, etc. I did no secular work for over 2 years and concentrated on hearing Father and writing led by His Spirit. I also went through an intense process of learning about the things of Father regarding lost truth. I was told not to tell anyone what I was working towards, not even my wife. So, folks, this is serious stuff. The thing to understand about the Bible, so Revelation 20, chapter 20, verse 1 to 3, talks about Satan being cast in the pit. But what it doesn't say is that some human being has to bring the conviction of Satan and send him to the pit, and that human being has to be free of sin. Otherwise, they have no authority to charge Satan. So this is, again, it's heavy stuff, folks. But if you understand it, you've got some chance of victory. In due course, on Saturday, the 3rd of May, 2003, we were worshiping when the Spirit of Yah came on me and Father told me to, one, ask him to convene the court of heaven, two, command the most senior messengers or archangels, Michael and Gabriel, to arrest Satan and bring him before the court, three, I listed the charge against Satan for his crimes against humanity, four, I asked for a sentence of 1,000 years in the pit. Five, I was granted that sentence. Six, I commanded Michael and Gabriel to cast Satan into the pit for 1,000 years. It was done. All of this was done by the Spirit. The Spirit of Yah came on me. He gave me utterance. And that's what happened. So Satan's in the pit. The earth is being ruled by seven demonic masterminds who reported to Satan. They go back to before the flood. They were amongst the first unbelievers to die after Adam. They've basically been ruling on earth ever since. They survived the flood riding on Ham, the youngest son of Noah. They, after Satan was cast into the pit, they were a bit dumbfounded. They were caught unprepared because they actually thought Satan was going to win because they didn't know about me. And I was the only person free of sin at the time. So I was kind of flying beneath the radar with what I was doing, and they didn't pick it up. There was a lot of argy-bargy going on in the demonic realm, the satanic realm. After Satan went to the pit, they've now sorted that out. They've got a junta of seven demonic masterminds who rule the earth, divided up territories, etc. Zeus, Jesus, God, the Lord, etc. So Satan is currently in the pit, and he will remain there until the 2nd of May 3003, roughly 980 years from today, which is 25th of August 2023. See the webpage Satan to the Pit 2003. In this period, the servants of Yah are required to take dominion over the forces of darkness, as was commanded to Adam at the start, Genesis 1:26, and restated by Yeshua in Matthew 28:18. And Yeshua came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. It is up to us, those who believe, to take authority over what is happening on the earth and regain the earth for Father Yah. And I'm not talking about starting wars, folks. I'm talking about spiritual stuff. I'm talking about praying and tearing down principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. I'm talking about living a life that is free of sin. I'm talking about doing things to spread the real truths that are so fundamental and so little known. The true name of Yah, the true name of Yeshua, the true Saturday Sabbath, the critical Sabbaths, Passover, Pentecost, Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur, first and last days of Sukkot. And there is so much wrong thinking, so many lies. And Father wants us to get that out there. You can come and help me. You can contribute. You can give me tithes and offerings and help me. I've just signed up for a faster server for the website because the website is quite slow. Because of all the articles, etc., we need to get this information out, folks, and you can help me to do that in whatever way you feel led. You can translate my stuff into another language. I'll help you set up a website, etc. So in particular, this means that we restore all truth in our teachings and life practice. That means all truth, not all the nonsense that is taught by organized religion as addressed in previous broadcasts. Two, that we make that truth available throughout the earth. Three, that we tear down principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions, and ask Father to send them where he wants them to go. Folks, it is so important to understand that organized Christianity, organized Judaism, organized Islam, organized Buddhism, organized whatever, is in spiritual terms full of error, full of sin, and an absolute shambles. So what you find yourself is nice, apparently God-fearing, and I use the word God intentionally, nice God-fearing men and women who are pastors and imams and what have you. I guess you don't get female imams as far as I know, but whatever, and the same, I don't think you get female rabbis. But anyway, who are teaching lies and leading their people further and further into deception. Jesus is coming soon. Nonsense. Yeshua is not coming back for another 980 years, if he comes back at all, because there are things we need to do that if we don't do, if we don't get to a point where in 980 years' time there is at least one human being free of sin who can call for Yeshua to return, Yeshua cannot return. So what are you going to do to help me to make it possible for these truths to be preserved for the next 980 years as an absolute minimum? Please contact me if this moves you at all. Number four, that we get ourselves anointed to such a level that we can move in power and authority, heal the sick, raise the dead, teach all truth, walk on water, etc. See the article, the challenge for you to seek a power anointing. You can pray, Father, I desire to know you the way name of highly anointed one you admire does. So you could say the way Yeshua does. You could say the way James Robertson does. You can say the name of whatever. You don't have to pray that. You can just say, Father, fill me with your spirit. Anoint me to overflowing. Help me to do what you want me to do. I've lost my anointing. I had a series of things that went really wrong in my life. Got really angry, destroyed the anointing, betrayed by a wife. Lost the anointing, betrayed by another wife, lost the anointing. So I don't have that power anointing that I once had, but it's available to you. And then we initiate a global revival that will last for the millennium. See the article, will you initiate a revival with me? And considering the above, note that the Bible is not a book of foretelling, so-called prophecy, where future events are presented. These are instructions for people like you and me to pray these things into existence, remembering always that all authority on earth is vested in human beings, and Father can do nothing on earth except he works through us. I've talked about this a few minutes ago. I just want to repeat the point. It is absolutely critical for you to understand that Yah can do nothing on earth unless a human being asks him to do it. And that human being has to be a believer. And to a large extent, that human being has to be free of sin. So if you're a believer and you're not free of sin, I have to say to you, you're letting the side down. Get above sin. Get free of sin. Get close to Yah. Download the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to Yah. And put it into practice. Anoint yourself from top to bottom, body, top of your head to the soles of your feet, with the blood of the covenant, with the oil of the Spirit. Shave yourself. Totally. Not your head if you're a woman, not your eyebrows if you're a man or a woman. Apart from that, if you're a man, shave everywhere. Cleanse yourself. Deal with any unresolved relationships. If you're divorced, clean up. If you shouldn't have got divorced, get back together again. If you have sinful behaviors, get rid of them. Ask Father to help you clean up. He will meet you wherever you are. Say to him, Father, I want to be set apart. I want to be sanctified. I want to be separate. I want to serve you. I want to be a powerful instrument in your hands. Help me to do whatever I have to do to get to be the servant you want me to be. Fill me with your Spirit. Cleanse me of my unrighteousness. Show me my sin. Help me to get free of sin. Prayers like that. There's all sorts of prayers on the website. There's a couple of pages on prayers. The essence of my message regarding prayers is sort of probably the key one. But be passionate about it. Set your mind to getting free of sin. Set your mind to doing something dramatic to turn the captivity of this world around, because it is captive right now. At the end of the age, which will end the seventh millennium of humankind on earth in around May 3003, roughly 980 years from now, either Yeshua will return, in which case Satan and all who follow him, being satanic messengers, demons, ancestor spirits, spirits of deceased unbelievers and living unbelievers, will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and utterly consumed and destroyed, and the earth will become a holiday destination for those in heaven. The believers on earth will be caught up into heaven, in other words, raptured, and they will be judged. So scenario number one is we manage to do what I said a minute ago and do enough so that in May 3003, there is at least one human being who is, number one, free of sin, number two, understands their authority on earth, and number three, understands enough about the laws and the principles and the practices of Yah to be able to command Satan to be released from the pit and to call on Yeshua to return. If those conditions are met, Yeshua will return from the east on the clouds, as has been told, and the believers will be taken up into heaven. There are various passages where Yeshua spoke of the reapers, etc. And those who are left behind, the unbelievers, will be gathered up and cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and utterly destroyed. That will include Satan and all of his demons and all of his 100 billion demons and billions of satanic messengers. Or alternatively, Satan will win the contest and rule on earth for eternity, in which case Yeshua will not return, and Yah will return will withdraw his universal spirit from earth, at which point all living things will die and the demons will be left stranded while Satan and his henchmen war on earth. So if there is not one human being in right standing, free of sin, understands their authority, understand the way things work, to call for Yeshua to return, Yeshua will never return. Folks, Jesus is not coming soon. He's not coming for about 980 years. If he comes at all, and the only way he's going to come is if you and I clean up our acts to such a level that this spreads out and it's sustainable and lasts for the next 980 years. Otherwise, Satan will come out of the pit. He'll thumb his nose at Yah and say, I told you, if you gave me 7,000 years, there wouldn't be one human being who believed in you and was in right standing with you, and I claim victory. And Yah will say, okay, I've lost, you've won. Yah will withdraw all the believers. So it'll be a rapture either way, just by the way. He will withdraw all the believers on earth in whatever state they are, and the way we're going at the moment, there won't be very many of those. Into heaven, they'll be judged in the normal way. And Satan will rule on earth forever and ever and ever and ever. The catch is that once the believers have been raptured, Yah will withdraw his spirit and everything on earth will die. So all the demons that are riding about on human beings will suddenly find the human beings collapse, and the demon will be left there together with the spirit of the human being that's just collapsed. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, forever and ever and ever. So frankly, if you're an unbeliever, you don't want to go there. You can make a huge difference to this outcome if you will choose to seek a powerful anointing and commit your life to preparing the way for Yeshua to return. I hope this article challenges you to step up your commitment and do what is required to make a real difference on earth. Even if you're not in a position to do much, you can help by contributing financially to my ministry. I believe I am serving you. I believe I am propagating truth. There's so much to be done. I recently, with the help of a lady who sent me several significant donations, I was able to buy a mailing list of 10,000 names. And I would like to buy tens of thousands more names. We're on 50 TV channels and one radio channel. I'd like to be on several hundred TV channels. As I said, we're upgrading the web server to a much more dedicated, much more powerful server, so the website will be more responsive. I would like to be able to do Google AdWords advertise on LinkedIn, on Facebook. There's a huge amount. I'd like to translate all my writings, or the most significant ones of my writings, into a number of different languages: Spanish, Mandarin, Chinese, Hindi, and so forth. Any way you're able to help me, or to go out and do it yourself, would be such a blessing to Father. So, in all of this, the most important thing is for you to seek a deep personal relationship with Father Yah. In all of this, everything, that is the most important thing. If you seek a deep relationship with Him and you go all out, get free of sin, learn what you need to learn, do what He wants you to do, whatever that may be, and He will co-work with you and partner with you to craft your ministry, whatever that ministry may be. He wants you to be His friend. He wants you to understand Him. He wants you to see things His way instead of the world's way. He wants you to pray His will on earth. I've been used in situations where some years ago, election in a major country was going a particular way. A couple of days before the election, I said, Father, what's the outcome you want for that election? He said, I want that one to win, who's the one that didn't look as though he was going to win. I prayed for that man to win that election. He won the election. There were all sorts of things that people couldn't explain that happened in the 24 hours before the end of the election that resulted in that man winning the election. And that was the intervention of Father, based on one simple prayer that I prayed. Father Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to let so-and-so win. That prayer was only relevant and it only worked because I had a deep personal relationship with Father and I was free of sin and I had the authority to pray that prayer. If it excites you to have authority on earth, if you're a high achiever, there is no higher achievement on this earth than becoming a friend of Yah. So I'd like to wrap up by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator right now today. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, there is a day where if you're a believer, you're going to come before the judgment seat, and Father is either going to say to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant, come up closer, or he's going to say to you, you know what? I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Which do you want? Do you want to sit in a high throne? Or do you want to just sit and do nothing and end up in the outer darkness? Or the place of the foolish virgins or the adulterous wives who worship Jesus and worship the Bible? Or worship the Quran? Or worship Muhammad? Where do you want to be? You can sit on a high throne with Yah for eternity. That's what he wants for every one of us. So on the website, some key documents and a video, Why Seek Relationship, a video, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, 7 Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, The Essence of My Message to Christians Separately, also for Jews, Muslims, other faiths, and unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the Compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. There are about 2,500 articles in the article database. The article search will search that database. It's not the most fantastic search functionality. The article keyword cloud is a collection of probably 10,000, if not more, keywords in alphabetic order. A huge variety of things that will probably get you to what you're looking for if it's on the website. There are about 1,250 web pages on the website, and the Google search will take you through those, and the table of contents also will take you through those. Huge amount of information there, and I encourage you to use it. Please contact me if you're wanting to move forward. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I can connect with you by Skype, Teams, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. You can make a difference. I want to challenge you right now. Whatever you're doing right now, I suspect it's probably less than you could be doing. And I encourage you to do more. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, short or tall, thin or fat, educated or uneducated, wealthy, whatever. Doesn't matter if you're from Asia, from Africa, from Europe, from South America, from North America, from wherever. Doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter what your tribe is. It doesn't matter if you're blonde and blue-eyed or whether you've got black hair and brown eyes or anything in between. It doesn't matter if you're a Satanist or a witch or a warlock or a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or a Buddhist or whatever. Father Yah wants you to be his friend. He wants you to help him defeat Satan. What are you going to do about it? I encourage you to say, Father Yah, right now, I want to become your friend. Help me to get there. Contact me. I'll help you with the journey. Thanks so much. Good night.
Father, I come to